Amgen Canada and Let's Talk Science just released the first Spotlight on Science Learning, a benchmark of Canadian talent. Karen Burke is Director of Regulatory Affairs at Amgen Canada and President of the Canadian Society for Chemistry.
This is a report that looks at key indicators in STEM learning, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And what it revealed is that while Canada is strong in terms of performance, we're weak in terms of size.
The study identifies 11 key benchmarks to help Canadians better understand the current state of science learning in our country. It highlights the need to support that learning and promote a public discussion on this critical issue. Bonnie Schmidt is president of Let's Talk Science.
It turns out kids are dropping science throughout the system. And in fact, by the time they leave high school, the majority do not have the prerequisites for university, college, or apprenticeship programs related to science.
A background in science, technology, engineering, and math is essential for many jobs that will be in high demand in the coming decades, from healthcare to skilled trades. Human Resources and Skills Development Canada, in their latest 10-year employment growth outlook, forecasts that some of the biggest growth will occur in STEM-related fields. The Spotlight on Science Learning report states that by building a larger pool of science talent, Canada will benefit by being more competitive globally, and youth will have greater and more varied career choices in the knowledge economy. As countries around the world invest more in science learning, Canada must do the same or risk being left behind. To join the discussion, visit letstalkscience.ca/spotlight.